Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Whatever need, look at somebody and tell them, "Is here right now." Sometimes molecules and atoms are waiting for you to say the right thing. To look into something with your imagination. See, your imagination sees into a realm that we don't see with our eyes. See, this realm is very limited. We see with our senses, we hear. How many know you can hear stuff you don't hear with your ear? Now the east side. I said, how many know you can hear stuff with this ear that you can't hear with this ear? Amen. Amen. We playing games here or what? It's true. God will give you sight beyond sight. Hearing beyond hearing. Sometimes you're talking. I know many times I'm preaching. I'm not even preaching to y'all. I'm preaching into the atmosphere. I'm preaching into our future. Amen. We're plowing a pathway into the future so that tomorrow when you go on that job, something has changed. Something has shifted because we released it. Amen. We're not talking about what is. We're talking about what's coming. We're talking about what really is. We're talking about stuff from another world, another dimension, the spirit realm. Well, we have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, not just some. God, see, God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. God don't start stuff and not finish it. As a matter of fact, before he starts it, he finishes it. Somebody needs to catch that. That's why he says in Genesis, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Wait a minute. Lord, you got this backwards here. It's the morning. Then it, no, Lord said, no. See, I'll go all the way to the end. I finish it. And then I back up and I start it. So the evening and the morning were the first day. That's how it ought to be in your life. Tell somebody your life ought to be a song. A rhythm. A melody. A cadence. Amen. A beautiful song. Because you're a child of the King. Excellence is never an accident. Let me give you a little bit of history on the creation story. God is a God of variety. I already mentioned the stars. If you ever study astronomy to any degree, you'll see. If you just got a glimpse of the vastness of our solar system, I did this in school once, and I think I can quote it almost accurately. But we had to do an experiment once. We had to take an orange, and we had to take, I think it was 9 pebbles. And you took the orange and you set it at the end of a block, a city block. Then you walked 2 blocks, took first pebble and set it there. At the end of the experiment, you had to go, I think it was close to 3 miles to order to set it down. But that was just the distance from our sun in relation to the planets in our solar system. Just to give you an idea, you're setting it there, and then you got to go 3 miles. And that's just our little tiny dot that twinkles every now and then in this vast solar system. Pastor and I went to Cape Canaveral once, and we went through the NASA Hubble telescope exhibit. It's hard to even fathom that that's real, but it is. the pictures that they can take of the solar system. You're talking about deep space. Deep space. And it don't change. It's stars after stars after stars after stars after stars. And I don't know how many millions and millions and millions and millions of miles they see out there. Amen? God is a God of variety. Think about the plants. The various type of trees and plants, even weeds. You know, there's a variety of weeds. How about fruit? Think about, especially you fruit lovers. Like me, I love fruit, but think about the various fruits. When we travel to Asia, there's all kinds of different fruits that we don't have over here. One in particular is mangosteen. I was almost tempted to try to smuggle some back over here. I didn't want to go to jail. The dogs be sniffing. But it's so good. It's called one of the superfoods. And it is delicious. But you can't get it over here. Think about the animals, the variety of animals. God is a God of variety. Amen. Think about, now this is the biggie, think about the insects. All them little bugs. You can't even see unless you, what is that? Oh, that's a gnat. Think about the different types of mosquitoes and flies and bugs and bees. And don't say nothing about the ants. You ever mess with or disturbed a fire ant mound? I'm talking about a big one. How can all them ants live down in that one mound? And you know something about this? If you could see the mound from inside, they are never just chilling. This mound we built is pretty nice, huh? No. They are always at it, always at it, always at it. All God made them like that. And you know, a little ant could a bunch of them probably could pick up this Bible. You see the Bible move around. Ants. Solomon had 1,005 proverbs on creation, trees, insects. He could tell you about God gave him that wisdom. He could tell you, not just tell you what they were, tell you their nature. Amen. You know what I'm saying? He could go in depth on these things, what part they played in God's economy. Stuff like that. God gave him that wisdom. But God is a God of variety. Look at yourself. Who's just like you? Look at somebody and say, thank God. No, I said, you say that to yourself. Don't say that to somebody else. Amen. The world don't need two of you. It just needs one. God is the God of variety. Think about the snowflakes. You that are from the places where there's snow. Every snowflake, it's not the same in the Midwest and in the Northeast and then in the mountains. Every snowflake is different. That blows my mind. Huh? Lord, now you talk about there's a pile of snow right here. How many snowflakes are you going to have in a pile of snow right here? Amen. Yet alone when you got blizzards everywhere. God is creative. We do him an injustice when we start getting on lock. And you do yourself an injustice and your family an injustice and society an injustice. Don't let the enemy dupe you into church as usual. Like you're not supposed to grow. You're not supposed to change. You're not supposed to increase because you go to church. I got saved now. You just wild as all get out before you got saved. Now you just need to be wild and all get out for the Lord. Hello? Now you got all modest and humbled. Don't want anything in life. Don't want to go nowhere. Just want to be saved. See, I just want to make it. Give me a belt. You got to get past that thinking. Tell somebody, I'm going to make it. Ain't no doubt in my mind. I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost. God ain't no Indian giver. Amen. I said, God ain't going to toss me to the curb. So I need to be about his business. Stop hanging in there talking about, I just want to be saved. You are saved. Now let the Holy Ghost do a work on you and in you and through you. See, people aren't so much afraid of failing. They're afraid of succeeding. I found that God has not brought you this far for you to succeed and then to backslide and forget God. You'd be surprised when stuff starts rolling your way and things start coming your way, how God has anchored your soul. He's given you wisdom. He's given you grace. He's given you an anointing. He's given you soundness. Stop being scared. A lot of things are going to change. I'm telling you, when we move into that building, when that thing starts going, a whole lot's not only going to change in your life, but people are going to change towards you. In a good way. But you got to be able to handle prosperity. That's why God said, I led you these 40 years. That's why your water got turned off one time. That's why you had to take a bath out of a bowl to go to church them months. To humble you. To prove you. But see, when the water went off, you didn't stop going to church. When there wasn't food on the table, you didn't stop going to church. When you didn't have money to put gas in the car, you didn't stop going to church. You got a ride. You didn't complain. You didn't tell them, oh, y'all just don't know what I'm going through. No, you came and shouted. God said, I humbled you to prove you. Tell somebody, now it's time. Tell them, my time. My turn. I'm crossing over. Come on, Issachar. Issachar had understanding of times. I'm telling you, I'm reading in the spirit realm that a time has come. I'm not talking about fall and autumn. Thank God for that. I'm talking about a time in the spirit realm. Amen. Somebody's clock start ticking again. I said somebody is entering into a realm. It's going to frighten you. And the reason it's going to frighten you is it's coming from God. Amen. I'll go as far as to say this. If it don't frighten you, question if it's coming from God or not.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.